Good evening. I will now call the October 2nd, 2023 Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Are there any changes to the agenda this evening?
Not at this time.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And I too. Vote of 4-0, the agenda is approved. Approval of minutes for August 7th, 2023.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes for August 7th, 2023.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And I too. Vote of 4-0, the minutes for August 7th, 2023 are approved. Findings of fact for August 7th, 2023.
Mr. Chairman, motion to approve findings of facts for August 7th.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 4-0, the findings of fact for August 7th, 2023 are approved. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening and to proceed in an orderly fashion. And to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application we announce, the applicant we ask to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or table for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or remain online for deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that that decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written findings of fact and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here this evening, we ask that you turn off any cell phone or pager during the duration of the meeting. Thank you.
Public hearing?